We're learning Shmiras HaLoshon, Perek Ches. Nechelak Rishon. Yevayar boy goydel onshoy bo'olam hazeh. Now the Chofetz Chaim is introducing to us the tremendous punishment here in this world for a person violating the Isser of forbidden speech. Gam nigro al yidei zeh. This person who speaks Lashon Hara, he lowers himself. Nigra is to detract, to subtract. From the level of enoishi, of humanity. This person is referred to as worse than a dog. And we had a whole discussion, nothing personal to anybody who might have a dog at home, or a cousin, a brother, a neighbor that might have a dog. But we discussed already how a kelev shoyt, a rabid animal, rabid dog, is compared to this baal lashon hara, the one who speaks lashon hara. You know, I sometimes have to use the expression of talkositis. So when I say it, a student might look at me like, I'm sorry, I never learned that one, I never heard of it. Talkositis, you know, so they talk too much, right? So it's a lashon haraitis, whatever you wanna call it. Here, the person is referred to as he's less than a dog. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. Kol amisaper lashon hara. Whoever speaks lashon hara, roy lashlichei laklovim. It's appropriate to throw him to the dogs. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, there's a juxtaposition of two psukim, loisisa shema shav, which means you should not, talking about bearing false witness, also don't say my name in vain, but don't bear false witness. So kribei, it says loisasi, don't accept a false report. Usamichlei, it says afterwards lakelev tashlichu noisoi, to the dog, says the Gemara Pesachim. You should throw this person to the dogs. Vahatam hu pashit. The reason for this comparison, is very straightforward. Kimoshikosov a maral mi Prague, as the maral explains. Ki haklovim ahoyu shoimrin es atzman be'is hatzayrich milacharoitz l'shoinam. When it was time, when it was necessary, the dogs did not bark. When is this? This was when Klai Yisrael, at the time they were leaving Mitzrayim, towards the end of the Makos. And the Pasuk tells us in Shmoyis Yod Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, L'chol b'nei Yisrael, and by all of Klai Yisrael, Lo yecharatz kelev l'shoinoi. There was not one dog that barked. We had it in Pasuk, L'kelev tashlichu l'shoinoi, last week's parasha, but by the Treifa. Vahu asher cholak loy Hashem bino v'das. Now this person that Hashem gives bino, we're talking about a mensch now, an Adam, an Enosh. Hashem gives bino v'das, knowledge, bino v'das, and understanding. Lo yuchal latzor es yitzrud mizeh. He can't hold himself back from speaking lashon hara. He can't hold himself back from not speaking. So he's worse than the dog. The dog, it says in the pasuk, lo yecharatz kelev l'shoinoi. No dog made a sound. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending out the malachim, the malachim to destroy Mitzrayim. The dogs didn't bark. But the person who speaks lashon hara, he has that intellect, the understanding, the being of a das, he doesn't use it properly, so he's worse than the dog. Furthermore, Gemara Nechon Daf Tes Vav Beis teaches Amar Rav Chisda, Kol Amisaper Lashon Hara, whoever speaks Lashon Hara, Roy L'Solkoi Be'Evin. Whoever speaks Lashon Hara, it's appropriate he should be stoned, he should be killed by stoning. Ksiv Hacha says over here in Tehillim Kuf Aleph, Hey, Oisei Atzmis, says Hashem, I will cut down that person. Uksiv Hasam, And it says in Eicha, in Paragimel, Pasuk Nun Gimel, Tsamsu Babor Chayai Vayadu Evan B. They will cut down my life in the pit and throw stones at me. Says the Chavetz Chaim in the Haggah, the next piece. Urei Achi, my dear brother, see, Ki Pelis Umoizne Mishpat LaHashem, that the scales of justice, LaHashem, they belong to Hashem. The scales of justice belong to Hashem. The whole, this line itself, we can stop here, and I think we will. And we have to constantly remind us of this concept. Ki peles umayizne mishpat LaHashem. The scales of justice belong to Hashem. Why is that so important? Because we sometimes, when I say we, I'm talking about, I'm taking the W and turning it upside down and becomes an M. That's me. I'm talking about myself. Okay, I'm not talking about anybody else here. It's a way of speaking. We as people sometimes forget this concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Dayan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the judge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the prosecutor. Hashem will prosecute. And this is one of the major reasons why people speak Lashon Hara. Because we forget this concept that when we see an avla, we see something wrong taking place, and we say, where is the justice? Where is the justice? So, you know what? I don't see any justice taking place. So if it's not halachically permissible, a person doesn't see the justice, says, I have to act with justice. I have a midas ha-emes, an attribute of truth inside of me. Ki pelas ha-mayizne mishpat la-Hashem, it's to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act with justice. Yesh din v'yesh dayin. There is a din, there is a judge, there is a judgment, v'yesh dayin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that judge who will judge the case. And I just want to finish this point, and then we'll hear what you have to say, that if we can constantly remind ourselves of this concept, the need to get it out of our system because we're upset at that person. How could the person do this? How could they be so wrong about something and act in such a way? Whatever the case might have been, I'm just talking general now. Ki peles moyezne mishpat LaHashem. The scales of justice belong to Hashem. Then we don't have to get involved because I know Hashem's doing it. You know what? We're all busy in life. This is one last thing we have to take care of. Neil, you wanted to say something? You're bringing out an important point, Neil. You're saying that these words, these Mamori Chazal, are very harsh. Throw them to the dogs. No one wants to be thrown to a dog. Be stoned of the Dalai Mises Bezdin, the Skila, Strefa, Herik, Vechenik. It's Machlekes and Gemara, which is worse? Strefa. We pass in Strefa, Skila. Skila is the worst. Skila is the worst of Dalai Mises Bezdin. And we say this person should get stoned. So I want to point out two major issues here. One is every word we say here is emes lamita, is true as true can be. There's no greater truth than we're learning here. These are Mamori Chazal bringing down the psukim, explaining what the psukim are coming to teach us. On the other hand, we have to remind ourselves, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba B'Truni Im B'Riyotzov, as the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah tells us, I believe, Gimel Amud Beis in the bottom of the Amud, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give us a test we can't pass. And if we see maybe we failed, we did speak Lashon Hara, we know it was 100% bona fide, good, juicy Lashon Hara. Okay? It's like, you know, the schmaltz, everything was there. It's 100% Lashon Hara. No question about it. I want to suggest that if immediately we start focusing on, you know what, like Caleb Tashlich Noisoy, he'll be thrown to the dogs. Stone him. I think that's the wrong mindset. I think that's the Yetzer Hara. It depends. Each person is different. Why? Because a person will know what he might do. He'll close up shop and say, it's just too much. It's just too much. How can a person survive? I made a mistake. I spoke that Lashon Hara. I couldn't control myself. Or I could have, but I didn't. Of course I could have, but I didn't. Right? Thank you. I want to suggest that we have to remind ourselves, I fell. I made a mistake. Sheva yipol tzadik come. I will do better next time. these Ma'amari Chazal are here to encourage us and prevent us, don't do it in the first place. But if a person did this Aveira, he has to realize it's severe. He has to chew on it. It's real. It's a real deal. But if there's ever a situation where there's Lashon Hara or any other mitzvah that a person falls and he realizes the Chaymer HaInyan of really how severe it is, and that encourages him to, let's say, throw in the towel or to not continue performing the mitzvah properly, he has to realize this is the Atzas Yitzhahara. This is the advice and the suggestion of the old man. Right, you know, the old man is a reference to the Yitzhahara, because he's been around since Adam and Chava's time. Because after Hashem created Adam and Chava, he needed to give them a purpose in this world. And it was Chazal tell us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, it says Toiv Ma'od. So Toiv Ma'od is also Oisiyah, the letters of Adam. Chazal also tell us this refers to the Yetzirah. Why is it so? Why is it good to have a Yetzirah? Don't we daven in the Gemara in Sukkah at the end of the Masech that tells us that we're looking forward to the day when the Yetzirah will be shechted? I think that's the Nalef around there. So the Gemara says, yeah, of course, that's the ultimate, but until we get there, our lives have to have meaning. If there's no Yitzhahara, it's like a lobotomy, right? A person he has no brain, he's not functioning, he's like a robot. We are here to accomplish, to have the challenge, to have the test, and Mitzvah Shem to pass that test. And to grow and grow, every single life experience is a growth process. So we have to be careful. Yes, we're learning a very heavy topic here. And the Chofetz Chaim keeps on hitting us again and again with another punch. Look how severe, look how serious this is. If we ever see a situation where we might feel it's coming onto us too much, we have to take a step back for ourselves and realize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my loving Father. And certain things we have to, our small neshama in this generation, we have to take a step back. And not to get too overwhelmed. That's the Yitzhahara, not the Yitzhatoif. Let's continue now. We just started this Haggah. Ure'ei Achi, my dear brother, says the Chofetz Chaim, Ki pelesu moiznei mishpat la'Hashem. Come and understand that the scales of justice belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem. V'chol divri Chazal chayim v'kayomim. All the words of Chazal are alive and they exist. The B'Shmuel in Perek Beis, Perek Dezayin, Tekef acha ma'isa shona dov l'tziva. Hinei l'cho kol ha'shel mi'boishes. I'll explain in a second. Shadavar ze nechshav l'kabolas lashon hara l'fidas eizem amarim. Kosov, Vayovoy Hamelach David ad Bachurim Vehinei Mishom Ish Yoitzim Mishpachas. Vayisalek Ba'avonim Goymer Mitevis Vehinei Mashma Deshayach Zelamaila. Let me just finish reading the words and I'll explain what's going on. Ach mi yuchal malel as goidal kedushas adonino David alav shalom. Shekibol al atzmoy din shemayim v'leinichul avishai ben sruyo l'ngoye v'shimi ben geiro. V'amar Hashem amar loy kalel. Afshelo shir adayin ba'atzmo isha yo ha'oinish over ze. Di lav hachi lo yohoye omi levasoif ata v'tziva tachloku es asode. Af al pichein soval kol al boynes mishimi v'shesokal oisoi ba'avonim v'kiloloi v'ifer oisoi ba'ofar v'shikaz b'kro v'sola shakol ba'ashkochas Hashem Zbarach. Okay. Let me explain what's going on, and then tomorrow we'll reread the words perhaps, but let me just explain the background of what's taking place here. In Shmuel Beis, which we learn on Fridays in Mitzvah Shem, there is a situation where Dovra Melech searches out for any remaining living descendants of Shaul HaMelech. And he finds out that there is one child, one person left, and his name is Mephibosheth. This Mephibosheth was crippled his nurse was petrified when she heard that Shaul the Melech was king, who was king, was killed. This Mephibosheth was the grandson of Shaul. He was the son of Yonasan. She heard that Yonasan was killed. She's carrying Mephibosheth as a little child of 5 years old, I believe it was, running away because she's petrified. She doesn't know who's next. And she trips and she falls and she drops him and becomes crippled.
Wait, that's when he became crippled?
That's what the pasuk, yeah. Now, David HaMelech finds out about this Mephibosheth. From who? He searches into this. Tziva. Who is Tziva? Tziva was the servant. He was a servant. And what happened was that David has Mephibosheth brought to him, and he tells Mephibosheth, you will eat where I eat. You will have property. I'll take care of you. And David says, we are friends, and I will protect you. I will feed you, and so on and so forth. Fast forwarding to a few prakim later, which is some years later as well, with the very unfortunate, sad scenario of Avshalom ben David, where Avshalom rebels. And David has to literally run away. And then David HaMelech is told by Tziva that Mephibosheth has joined the side of Avshalom. Now Tziva is saying this 100% Lashon Hara. Tziva is saying that Tziva was the servant. And he's saying this Lashon Hara. And David accepts this Lashon Hara. Now the Chafetz Chaim was telling us that we have to understand who is David HaMelech, which is not possible. We can't comprehend David's tzidkus. We can't comprehend who David was. Ach mi yuchal lemalel as goydel kedusha sadei neinu David alav hashalom. It's not possible. Who can comprehend the greatness of David HaMelech? That he tells us when Shimon ben Gera was cursing him out and throwing things at him, stones and dirt. Now, Shimon ben Gera was a big tzaddik, a big tam l'chacham. And he felt David was wrong. I saw brought down that at that point in time, when David went through a lot of tzarasari up to that point in time in history in his life, David's whole entire life was what we would call tzaras, mitchila v'atsoif, from the fact that he's supposed to die 3 hours into his existence. If not for Adam, as we know, gave him 70 years of his life. But the busha and embarrassment again and again and again. And what does David respond? David's soldiers were there. They were ready to go up and kill him. And kill Shimei. What do you mean? This is David HaMelech. Well, how could you do this? What does David say? What's his response? He says to him, leave him alone. Hashem amar loy kalel. This is a gezeira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem told him to do this. Now, he didn't get the email from Hashem. Okay, now curse. That's not what happened. But David is understanding and realizing that this is coming from the Ratzon Hashem. He's bringing this point down to discuss the greatness of David HaMelech. But nonetheless, listen to this, because once David accepted the Lashon Hara from Tziva, it was a gezeirah and a shemaim, the malchus will be split. The malchus of David will be split. There's Yerovam, there's Rechavam. There will be a split in the Malucha. We'll stop here for today.